Hi, I'm Dean, and welcome to today's deep dive.
And I'm Delaney. We are really excited to get into this one today.
We really are. And, you know, I just want to say right up front, if you are a key hiring professional or a business leader at a company dealing with the immense pressure of scaling a workforce quickly, this deep dive is specifically framed for you.
Oh, absolutely. Because the pressure of seasonal hiring is, well, it's just a totally different beast.
Right. It really is. And today, we're looking at a really fascinating case study from Dahl Consulting. And just a quick note, that is spelled D-A-A-H-L, but it's pronounced Dahl, like the toy.
Yeah.
They are strategic employment experts with their headquarters in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And they've been helping businesses across the U.S. with these exact types of workforce crises for over 45 years.
Which is an incredibly long time in this industry.
It is. So the mission for today's deep dive is to explore how Dahl helped a nationally recognized organization in the Medicare enrollment space. Because this organization, they basically transformed a totally chaotic, bottleneck-ridden seasonal hiring process into a highly efficient, tech-enabled operational partnership.
Yeah, and the core tension of this story, the thing that makes it so relevant to anyone listening is that this wasn't just, you know, a standard hiring challenge.
Right.
The client had this incredibly tight time frame to onboard hundreds of fully remote workers. Plus, they had to navigate some of the strictest background clearances in the corporate world.
Right, because of the Medicare data.
Exactly. And on top of all that, they were dealing with a massive unexpected twist. They had just adopted these new AI tools that drastically and suddenly changed all their workforce requirements.
Yeah. So let's set the stage a bit with that Medicare enrollment bottleneck, because the context here is just crucial. This isn't a business that has, you know, a slow, steady stream of customers all year round.
No, not at all.
It's a localized, high-pressure storm. You have this massive, overwhelming influx of people trying to make really complex healthcare decisions during a very, very short federally mandated window.
Right. Usually just a couple of months in the fall.
Exactly. And the compliance stakes, I mean, they're as high as they get.
Oh, they are completely non-negotiable. Every single person interacting with that Medicare data has to clear rigorous background checks. I mean, strict compliance gateways.
So you can't just fast track someone.
No, absolutely not. You can't fast track someone on a Friday and just say, well, we're short staffed, so put them on live calls on Monday. That just doesn't happen. Every worker has to pass through that gateway before they can even look at a customer file.
And in this specific case, the client needed to get hundreds of seasonal, fully remote employees through that exact same strict gateway simultaneously.
Across multiple time zones, too.
Right. Which brings us to the AI twist, which I find so fascinating.
Yeah.
So this organization integrated these new AI tools into their workflow, which created massive efficiencies. They went from needing an overwhelming 1,000 seasonal employees down to fewer than 400.
Which sounds amazing, right?
Right. On paper, you would think the HR and operations teams would be like popping champagne. Oh, we need 600 fewer people.
Yeah.
But in practice, it's, well, I like to think of it like trying to steer a massive cargo ship that suddenly needs to maneuver like a speedboat.
Oh, that's a really good way to put it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Because with 1,000 people, it's a shotgun approach. You rely on the spread. If your onboarding process is sort of clunky and you lose, say, 20% of your candidates to administrative friction.
Oh, they just wash out.
Yeah, or they wash out. You still have 800 people ready to answer the phones. But with 400 AI-enabled workers, you need a sniper rifle. You need precision. So tell me, why does a smaller workforce suddenly expose all the flaws in an onboarding system?
Well, it's the ultimate paradox of scaling down, right? You buy back the headcount, but you completely lose your margin for error.
Ah, right.
Scaling down doesn't necessarily mean things get easier. In fact, it means every single one of those 400 hires has to be highly capable, fully cleared, and ready to operate this new complex technology on day one.
Wow.
Yeah. And their previous workforce strategy partner was essentially just a volume shop. They lacked the customization and really the deep visibility required for that kind of precision hiring.
And I imagine the internal teams just didn't have the bandwidth to bridge that gap themselves.
No, they didn't at all. Internal HR and ops were just getting buried under the sheer volume of communications. I mean, trying to hire 400 remote workers who all need different IT provisioning, background vetting, compliance sign-offs.
It's a nightmare.
It is. A disjointed internal system will just grind to an absolute halt under that weight. Their old methods were a blunt instrument, and they suddenly needed a scalpel.
Right, because when your margin for error is zero, you can't have, you know, IT waiting on an email from HR.
Yeah.
While HR is waiting on operations, And meanwhile, the candidate is just sitting in limbo and eventually takes a job somewhere else.
Which happens all the time.
All the time. So you need a centralized conductor. And that is exactly where Dahl Consulting was brought in. But what I find really interesting here is that they didn't just provide standard onboarding support. They completely restructured how these internal departments talk to each other.
Right. They broke down the silos. Because before Dahl arrived, approvals were just bouncing around in this massive, disorganized web.
Just total chaos.
Basically. HR had to sign off on compliance. IT had to provision the equipment and do the secure system access. Operations had to assign the shift schedules.
And leadership is just demanding to know the fill rate.
Exactly. And when an approval process spans that many different departments without one centralized tracking mechanism, you don't get collaboration. You get defensive silos and massive bottlenecks.
It's the classic corporate standoff.
Yeah.
You know, HR assumes IT is shipping the laptop. IT is waiting on operations for the software requirements.
Mm.
And nobody realizes the candidate is sitting at home with no equipment until, like, the morning of their very first shift.
It's the worst feeling.
So to fix this, Dahl established a really clean, consistent communication structure. And they anchored it with a dedicated account manager. It's almost like they stepped into a chaotic control tower where everyone is flying blind and acted as the air traffic controller.
That's exactly what it was. That account manager became the single point of contact. They were the translator, the organizer, and the ultimate advocate for the client. They removed all the guesswork.
Right.
So every stakeholder knew exactly where every single candidate was in the pipeline, what the blockers were, and whose desk the approval was sitting on.
Okay, but let me push back on that for a second.
Sure.
Because it's one thing to put a new org chart on a slide, right?
Right.
And announce, hey, this external vendor is now organizing our communication.
Right.
It is an entirely different thing to actually execute that without triggering massive internal turf wars.
Yeah.
Usually, if an external account manager comes in and starts telling an internal IT department how to provision laptops faster, they get stonewalled immediately.
Oh, 100%. They get rejected by the organizational immune system.
Exactly. Mm. So how did this account manager successfully step into a complex company's internal politics, align everybody, HR, IT ops, and do it without stepping on toes?
Well, that right there is the defining difference between a traditional staffing vendor and a true operational partner.
Okay.
A vendor just throws candidates over the fence, points out the bottlenecks, and says to the internal HR team, hey, fix this.
Right, which just makes more work for everyone.
Exactly. But an operational partner actually absorbs the strain.
Mm.
Dahl succeeded specifically because they didn't just tell IT and HR what to do. They took the heavy administrative burden completely off their plates.
Oh, I see. So they weren't auditing the internal teams. They were actually doing the legwork for them.
Yes. By taking on the role of the central hub, they ensured the client always knew what was happening without having to chase down the details.
That makes a huge difference.
It really does. If a background check was delayed, the account manager didn't just email HR to complain. They actively worked with the screening provider to resolve it and then just updated HR when it was clear.
Wow.
Yeah. When you remove the frustrating dizzy work from a stressed out internal department, the defensiveness naturally drops. The walls come down and actual collaboration begins. They were facilitating, not dictating.
That makes perfect sense. I mean, the turf war only happens if you're adding to someone's workload. If you're taking the busy work away, they are more than happy to let you steer the ship.
Exactly.
But, you know, fixing the human communication silos is really only half the battle here. Because we are still talking about managing a nationally dispersed, fully remote workforce of over 400 people.
Right.
You can have the clearest emails and the absolute best account managers in the world. But tracking that many remote workers requires some serious heavy-duty technological enablement.
It absolutely does. Because the manual processes that were failing this client, they weren't just isolated to the hiring and clearance phase. They were breaking down in the day-to-day management of the workforce, too.
Oh, sure.
When you have hundreds of remote call center workers handling sensitive Medicare enrollments, you have to track their precise attendance. You have to ensure compliance with varied shift schedules.
Right.
And then you have to automate the invoicing based on those exact hours. Those are massive operational pain points.
Because in a remote environment, it's not like you can just walk the floor and see who is logged in at their cubicle.
Exactly. So to solve this, Dahl implemented a sophisticated vendor management system technology. It's called APRU. and that is pronounced PRU.
Right, APRU.
And this technology took what was once a highly manual, totally error-prone effort and handled it seamlessly within a single system.
Okay, but I have to play devil's advocate here again.
Go for it.
I am naturally skeptical of software rollouts. Implementing a brand new comprehensive software system right before your highest pressure seasonal hiring blitz. That usually causes more chaos, not less.
It definitely can.
We have all lived through those tech implementations where nobody knows how to use the dashboard, the logins fail, and it just derails everything. So how did bringing in APRU actually eliminate manual processes and improve accuracy rather than just totally crashing their busy season?
It is a totally valid skepticism, and the answer comes down entirely to this strict sequencing of the rollout.
Sequencing?
Right. You have to remember the structured onboarding framework that Dahl built on the front end. They designed this process so that every background check, every clearance, every compliance step, it was all fully completed and verified before the enrollment season actually began.
Okay, so the heavy lifting was completely decoupled from the software rollout.
Precisely. The right technology, when paired with Dahl's structured framework, actually accelerates the process. Because Dahl handled the really complex vetting up front, the implementation of APRU wasn't competing with the chaos of clearing candidates.
Oh, that is smart.
Yeah, the remote workers were already fully vetted and equipped, so when the actual enrollment season hit, APRU could just seamlessly take over the daily tracking and invoicing without the friction of a disorganized rollout.
You build the runway before you try to land the planes.
Exactly.
Okay, so we have the human communication silos dismantled by the dedicated account manager. We have the tech upgrade with APRU running seamlessly. Let's look at the concrete results when this massive season finally hit.
Well, the outcomes were really transformative. Dahl successfully designed and executed the onboarding for all 400-plus remote hires simultaneously.
Wow.
And they hit that precise headcount without sacrificing any of those strict compliance standards. But what really secured the partnership long-term was that Dahl utilized their employer of record detailing expertise.
EOR. I want to zero in on that employer of record detail for a second, because EOR payrolling is often like the unsung hero in these massive operations.
It really is.
Can you briefly explain how shifting the payroll and compliance liability to Dahl acts as the ultimate pressure release valve for a client's internal HR team?
Definitely. Think about the administrative burden. If the client had to directly employ 400 remote workers scattered across, say, 20 different states.
Oh, the taxes alone.
Right. The internal HR team suddenly has to register new tax entities. They have to set up state-specific unemployment accounts, navigate incredibly complex local labor laws all practically overnight.
Which can delay hiring by months.
Exactly. But when Dahl acts as the employer of record, they take on all that legal liability and the operational burden. Dahl already has that multi-state infrastructure in place.
So the client's speed to market drops from months of red tape down to days.
Yep. They completely bypass the legal bottleneck. So the client can focus entirely on training the workers on those new AI tools and serving their Medicare enrollees.
While Dahl just handles all the compliance in the background.
Exactly. And the measurable improvements were huge. The customized reporting from Dahl improved their accuracy. The timekeeping via APRU was highly efficient.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. They finished their busiest season with fewer delays, fewer surprises, and dramatically less operational strain. They basically developed a repeatable, dependable seasonal playbook with scalable consultant support for all their peak seasons moving forward.
That is the dream right there.
Right.
And so for the hiring professionals listening, the biggest takeaway here is that a true workforce solution isn't just about, you know, filling seats faster.
Right.
It's about evolving from simple onboarding support to a full operational partnership using clear communication, dedicated account management, and powerful tech like APRU to actually absorb the burden.
Absolutely. Stop reacting to the chaos and start engineering a competitive advantage.
Well said. But before we wrap up, there is one final, somewhat provocative thought I want to leave you with. Let's look back at the catalyst we talked about at the very beginning.
The AI integration.
Exactly. The introduction of those AI tools reduced this company's seasonal needs from 1,000 employees down to fewer than 400 in just a single cycle.
Which is just a staggering reduction.
It really is. So as AI continues to evolve so rapidly, what will the seasonal remote workforce look like 3 years from now?
That's a great question.
Well, will the raw numbers shrink even further? Like, well, they only need 100 people. Or will the nature of these remote roles become so incredibly complex, maybe managing multiple AI agents, that the onboarding playbook will need yet another massive evolution.
It is the question every leader needs to be asking right now. The technology is moving faster than legacy systems can handle.
Right. And if the cargo ship already had to become a speedboat, what's next? You know, whatever it is, the old ways of hiring simply will not keep up.
Definitely not. You need flexible, scalable partnerships today so you're ready for tomorrow.
Exactly. Keep questioning your processes. Look for partners like Dahl who can actually absorb the burden. And we'll see you on the next deep dive.